We're live.
Pokemon Snap.
Do you have to do the welcome to experience share?
Yeah. I'm trying to look at our names.
Oh yeah, what do we see?
What are some of the
probably a Lumina Pokemon. Pokemon.
Fjellganium.
That's good.
And
Wishy Washy. Oh, you did Wishy Joshy before, which was pretty good.
Yeah. I think we already did Fjellganium. We're looking for Tanner now.
What was the third one? The fire one. Oh, Volcarona.
Oh, Volcar Tanner. Or Tanarona.
Tanarona.
Yep.
This is the experience share experience. It's like the Joe Rogan experience, except it's experience share. I'm in Josh's stew. We're in Brooklyn.
Welcome.
We spent all day playing Pokemon Snap. 2019's, 2020's Pokemon Snap. Would you say that was it? Last year?
2020 does always feel like it was last year, doesn't it? I think this was a 2020 or 2021 release. Fix it in post.
We won't look.
We're not going to be looking anything up.
We've been playing Pokemon all day. Like, we've already put our fucking work in today. I don't think we're not going to spend any more time, like,
no,
struggling over or thinking about when Pokemon games came out. We played Pokemon Snap. We played it before on Twitch once.
Yeah, we somehow figured that out for like one of the only two times that we've had enough competence to do it. And we didn't really have that ambition left, but we did have the ambition left to complete the game.
I don't think it went well last time.
No.
And
we're very bad at technology.
I also don't know whose rig we were playing on, but mine had had some progress on it. So we just kind of picked up where we left off.
Yeah. So we had the first island.
We had the first island, the park.
Park. And
the,
then we
like,
had
forest
the
park.
Jungle one.
We had the jungle.
We had the desert.
The desert. And we had the island chain, which includes the beach, the reef, and the deep sea.
That's right.
We hadn't gone very deep on any of them. So we started off the day by kind of digging our heels in, really getting to know these levels really well.
Yeah, we tried them all again to make sure that we could get our sea legs back.
Hey, this is Tanner, reporting from the front lines. I just finished my first round of Pokemon Snap. I was in evaluate, hit plus.
I tried to do that and it said
we're getting my evaluation on my first round. It was the park, daytime. Yeah, I got a pretty good photo of it. Not as good as my old photo, though. So we can probably snap through a lot of this stuff. We probably don't need a lot of this stuff. I thought we auto-evaled on this. Oh, that last... My previous Bidoof was really good. Ooh, I just got... Well, it's still not good. I did get a double-starred Dodrio. Wow, look at that beaut. My new pictures were all bad compared to my old ones.
Well, you're warming up.
Here's Professor, like, what's his name?
Daddy.
Professor Daddy. I think I'm going to get us... No, that was a bad... It was a subpar round. I got us plus 4,943 points. Expedition points. We'll see if Josh can beat me in his warm-up round in the park.
What you just heard was like bits of me and Josh playing through our first round or two. But here early on, I think we're...
And it's unclear who had the most points. It's unclear who had the most points. Probably me. I was a little bit more of an adventurer. I had to take on most of the Illumina Pokemon, for example.
Josh did sort of, we ended up in this like cadence where Josh was taking on a lot of the big bad guys.
All right, Josh and I just discovered a new mode where we shrunk down into tiny like Pokeball size and started rolling through like the undergrowth of a tree. And we're getting the biggest like giantess Pokemon you've ever seen. We're trying to feed them the tiniest little apples. They have no interest. They can't even see the things. They're so little. Huge Emolga. These things are massive. Whoa, massive Pidgeot. Ooh, beautiful. Cute little pose on this Emolga. Anyway, if you get the opportunity to go back and play, are you riding an Emolga?
Oh, I'm on the Emolga.
Oh my God.
I'm flying around on it.
Oh, little Shroomishes out here. Wake them up. Zap them. Oh, did you just jump off? Jesus. All right, anyway, if you get the chance to shrink yourself down and be like a part of this fantastic world, try it out. Bye.
Well, here's something. I don't know if this is new from when we last picked it up.
I think we stopped when we got this. Enough. Yeah.
that we engage this, but we can make ourselves tiny. Which, now that I think back on it, we've played almost the whole game. Only ever came into relevance that one time.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, that implies there maybe are bug catchers, maybe there are a couple of other levels that we didn't quite, you know, get to.
We got, we'll admit
now, we got that one little world.
We got into one.
We got chastised by Professor Daddy for going there, but then we did unlock another part of that park island that was just miniature.
Actually, we got to the cutscene after Josh's turn, and Josh is actually in trouble because Professor Daddy said they weren't supposed to activate the shrink mode. So he's actually not allowed to use the snap machine.
I canceled?
For one turn. I get two turns in a row now, and I get to add the two scores together. That's what Professor Daddy said. Bye.
And it was so, that was Hitsumi Maku or whatever, the hologram anime girl's fault. She told us we could do it.
There's three main characters besides us, and we named ourselves Todd Snap, which is confusing because one of the main characters is Todd Snap.
Also Todd Snap from the original game.
We're a little boy, and we're friends with a little girl who's Hatsune Miku, like Japanese like J-pop hologram. She works in the lab with Professor Daddy, who's their daddy.
And not sure what really anyone does other than Professor Daddy. Because
but then
most
Todd
of the time,
Snap's there too, and he's older, and he's kind of like...
Sexier?
Yeah, he's kind of like, kind of good looking.
He grew into himself, for sure. Yeah.
And, but we're also Todd Snap. Right. That's what we named our character.
Yeah.
So it gets a little confusing. We can probably dig into the lore, but Josh did get in trouble for... shrinking down, so we were never allowed to do it.
Yeah, I got a slap on the wrist for that one, but I was told to do it, as far as I recall.
Just finish up my round doing tiny mode, and it wasn't good.
I've seen better, like when I was tiny.
You can auto through this one. I'm not proud of any of that.
We've read now that auto doesn't optimize for the pose of the Pokemon, but we're not feeling too good about this.
Oh, new Wurmple, better.
Triple diamond.
New Scorbunny, better. It's just better, people. New Dodrio, better. New Emolga, better. God, he's just better. Shroomish, new one, better. Just better.
That's because this is a new course.
Comfy.
They severed the little...
Old Comfy, better.
What is this course called?
Bidoof, new one, better. Bidoof butt.
They severed the tiny course, so it's not really fair. It's new.
New Torterra, better. He's just better. He's just better, people. What can I say? Total expedition points... 26,804.
Well, this is Side Path. It's new.
Plus another 4,304. He's just better, people. See you on the other side.
Tanner thinks he was a lot better.
I just did get a lot more points than Josh.
All right, I did Funja Jungle at night, and I'll say I'm pretty disappointed. There were a lot of sleeping mon.
Everyone was asleep.
Now let's take a look. Let's do some work here.
We're going to try not just doing automated. Okay, let's see. Leafeon, net new. Not a good photo. I mean, it depends what you're into. Swampert, net new. So these are the ones to beat. 11,257 is the number to beat. Not feeling too confident about that one.
We should talk about Funja Jungle, because we really... This is what I think we really dug our heels in.
Yeah.
We spent probably like 2 hours trying to wake up a Liepard.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to wake up this Liepard because that little twink, the other character, whose name I literally don't know. There's Professor Daddy.
There's another boy.
Hitsumi.
Oh, yeah.
Miku, Josh just and then little twink.
So I started calling him that too.
Who basically, would just chime in whenever we were like out taking pics of Mon.
Yeah. And he was constantly praising me.
He was always fawning on us.
Didn't like you at all.
And I was like, I don't even know what your talent is, man. Like, do you know how to take a photo of a Mon? Because, like, should I care?
Fucking, like,
the fact that, like, man, he's just fawning after just Tanner, it's
up,
like,
you know,
do I know? Well, what are his qualifications?
Yeah, buddy, let's listen.
All right. I think, an okay run. I was getting a lot of compliments from the little boy. And Todd, who I think is me. New butterfly, better. Jesus.
Oh, beauty fly. Beautiful fly.
He's just unstoppable sometimes, you know?
Picky peck.
Wow, 4-star picky peck. We've done it.
Picky
We've gotten
complete.
A complete picky peck album.
Oh, I didn't see a slacking.
Someone called the Smithsonian. I got a bad picture of a slacking that they said was better.
Better whooper.
Not a better Yen Mega.
No, a pair of terrible Yen Mega. Actually, both were pretty bad. Expedition points, 13,000. That's going to be like a D. I'm going to give myself a D. You,
but I don't really remember what I had.
Cool Ranch Dorito Lays, C plus.
We did have some fun on that desert one. It took a while, though. I'm not a big fan of the desert. Something that was fun about the Cacnea was that you could throw apples at them.
They're not apples, Josh, and this is something we learned over the course of the game. They're called fluff fruit.
Yeah, that was late game that we figured that out. Because
at some point they gave us a like interstitial like loading screen tip, and they're like, hot tip, like use fluff fruit to attract Pokemon. And we're both just like, man, I can't wait to unlock fluff fruit.
Yeah.
It turns out that's what they call the apples. We call them apples.
Because they're apples in the original.
We should say about the scoring, too. We have no idea how it works. We take photos we think are good. They get one star, one copper star. We take photos that are literally fucking awful. And Professor Daddy's like, yes, great.
Here's three diamonds. Three diamonds, yeah.
So there was no rhyme or reason to the scoring. We're not good at the game. But
what I would say, though, is I do think it's overall a joyful, like, beautiful experience.
Oh, yeah. I love
this, the stuff where you see the Pokemon interacting with each other was always the best part of the anime, and I do think that's the best part of this game. They do it a lot better and more advanced than they did in the first Pokemon Snap.
Absolutely.
You see the what was that scene, I think, in the jungle with the Torterra, the Pichu.
Oh, yeah, fighting. There's this Dodrio.
The Dodrio is a prick.
Menacing everybody.
Yeah.
Scorbunny, Pikachu, and like a team of Torterras like chased it off, menaced it out of the neighborhood. We were there to capture it all. Wow. Yeah. Pulitzer Prize Committee. You know,
is this medal. Is this podcast eligible for a Pulitzer?
Probably. I don't know. You're the pod. You're the at least like professional podcast producer.
How about
Josh?
A Third Coast Award at least? We did learn at one point because we kept doing automated judging because, you know, we're just trying to plow through this thing. And then we read on some Reddit thread that was like, oh, well, if you do the automated ones, then like it judges for these categories, like distance and like how centered it is,
honestly,
but not the pose.
At all. We had no idea how to score higher pose. Like sometimes we would go in and do it, but it like made no difference. Dr. Daddy knows what he wants. He's like, you know, like I have a very like discerning eye. You know?
Yeah.
He's a micromanager. Yeah. So I just give him what he wants.
We just abide by what Daddy says.
Turns out we hadn't even unlocked the beach at night. We weren't even sure how this game is played, so
we forgot.
No, we're just gonna try to breeze through now, I think, and see more content rather than dig deeper into any one of these levels. So we're gonna move on to the reef next. Quick rundown of the picks. They're all bad. I don't know.
Better Wingull somehow. Oh,
really good Blossom. Yeah, your Raichu pick is just, like, one of the best composed pictures ever taken in Pokemon Snap. Vivillon, I got the blue one. It's not good. Pikimuki, I got it grabbing an apple with its puke tongue. Corsola, not good. Pikachu, not good. Octillery, not good. Stunfisk, not good.
Oh, better.
Not a good pick, though. But you know what? Todd likes butts, and it was a Bunderside of a Stunfisk. Expedition points. 5,343. God-awful. Josh is going to the reef next.
At some point, so then, yes, here's the collapse, is we realize, like, oh, shit, we've got to leave soon to, like, go finish and record so we can have, like, an actual good evening of drinking.
Yeah, not just drinking during the recording of
right.
all of those voice notes.
So we looked up a walkthrough on how to kind of proceed from this point on. And there's, like, there's things you have to do in each level to unlock the next level. And each level has a day mode and a night mode. You usually have to discover the crystal bloom and then photograph it and then unlock Illuma orbs.
Yes.
And then throw the Illuma orbs at crystal blossoms, which draws in the crystal monster, which is what we were calling the Illuminati Pokemon.
Right.
And then you photograph the Illuminati Pokemon until you get to the end where you fight Xerneas, which we elected not to do.
We're going to forego that part.
Because neither of us like Xerneas. He's ugly and we don't like his abilities or
ugly, weird deer.
Photograph him at all.
I'll comment. That reminds me, though, that level that has the Sawsbuck and the Deerling.
Ooh.
The fog one. What was it? The something forest?
Oh.
Everlast forest or something?
Eternia forest.
Anyway, that is the most beautiful level. Where it's foggy and scary, but then you come out on the other side and you end up in this like beautiful grove.
What do we say? We're both just gonna like build cabins there.
Yeah. We're gonna retire there.
Yeah, make that our retirement.
In the part that's not foggy and scary.
First time in Veluca Volcano or Fireflow Mountain or whatever the hell.
Oh, we forgot all about Fireflow.
Woof.
We jumped ahead to the forest.
Archaeops were great. Very fun. I got some ancient ruins. I got some great Altaria picks.
I don't practice Altaria.
Look at that Altaria pick.
What a beauty.
Right in the center. It's beautiful. Everybody likes it. One star. Okay. Okay. I thought I had an even better Luxray pick. A two star. Two star. Look at that Archaeops screaming.
Really good. Two stars.
Two stars. Two stars out of the gate. Diamond. So that's probably a million points.
Now, so I'm going to have to earn more points.
25,901. Tanner's going to have to run it. Net new. We have to try it out. Arceus speed to Tanner.
I think by far the worst level.
Yeah, I'm not a big
fan. It's like red. Everything's red. I didn't like it.
No, we'll skip it. The Archaeops on Fireflow, they were dynamite.
Yeah, Archaeops are great. They spend the whole time screaming.
They just scream at you.
Yeah.
They look sweet.
There's these Monferno. It's not a good level.
Infuriating to me, although I do think there was an area we found on one of the runs that implies you can throw the apples or fluff root, I guess, at Charmander to make them evolve. But I kept like throwing, just hurling apples at everything because I wanted to like make the Charmanders evolve.
But they just
burn up. There's no Charmeleon like in Pokemon Snap, the original.
Hi, it's Tanner. I just went through Elsewhere Forest. Josh went out to get more beer. I suspect I kicked his ass. Yep. New best for Trevenant. New best for Shrifty. New best for Esper. New best for Beware. New best for Deerling. New best for Enfoison. New best for Drompa. New best for Pancham. New best for Bulbasaur Crystal 3 Star. New best for Kecleon. And a better picture of the ancient ruin for a grand total of 32,493 points, bringing us to level 2 for the forest, which I think means we can go at night now.
All right, I went into Elsewhere Forest for the Illumina spot. I think I nailed it with the Milotic.
Oh, yeah.
I did nail
Josh
it.
Josh ended up with all the Illuminati Pokemon and had to really hunt down this Milotic. Some of these levels are long.
Yeah, the Illuminati levels with the Pokemon, the one with the Milotic was beautiful but infuriating. And that little twink is like commenting, but he doesn't ever say whether or not like you got the shot already.
Oh yeah.
Because you have to use fluff roots to like lure it out of a
they're nightmarish sometimes. I only had to do one and it was the wishy-washy one. I guess we'll play some audio from that.
Alright, hi, it's Tanner. I just finished beating up the crystal monster wishy-washy in the ocean depths, which has completed our Legend of Zelda-like legendary creatures. We've defeated the four crystal monsters.
Let's hope so.
I think we have.
It was very much like the Life Aquatic with that thing approaching, and it was endless.
Yeah, it took forever. I had to throw orbs at wishy-washy to turn them into a big wishy-washy. Oh, he chose the worst picture, Josh. Whatever, it's fine. We did a good...
Yeah, it is the worst photo. What?
We did a good job catching the wishy-washy. We got a 3-star, gold star, not the best, whatever, but we did get crystal blooms too.
But that one was really long.
That one was rough.
But I feel like I got the shot, you know?
I'll give it to you, Tanner. Like, I think you really nailed a lot of wishy-washy, and you did a good job.
Oh, yeah. Josh is also terrible at throwing apples, we should say.
All right, we beat the Illumina Pokemon for Elsewhere Forest, which means we get a lore dump.
Apparently a meteor hit this region at some point, like 2,000 years ago, and that's where the Illumina Pokemon came from. Okay, but Professor Daddy has a new theory. What really caused the Pokemon of Lentil to glow was, in fact, the Tellur meteorite itself.
Sorry, the cops are coming for us. There's a helicopter going over.
They don't want us getting to the bottom of this.
It's too dangerous.
Illumina Pokemon... Tanner pressed A too quickly.
So
Rita,
the wrong?
Rita, the hologram anime girl says the legends are wrong. Hatsune Miku says
that, and then Professor Daddy says, that's what we're trying to find out, which is why our research is so important. Okay, so we didn't really learn that much. Apparently there was a meteor.
You just showed us a guy called Captain Daddy, who I think is Professor Daddy's dad. And he's like a jungle explorer.
And
Hitsune Miku
then just said the mysteries just keep piling up, and I agree.
Oh, yeah. So they do eventually introduce a new character who's called Captain Daddy. He's
right.
Like a fisherman, like an old kind of scrubby seaman.
Maybe a Ernest Shackleton type.
Yes. Yeah. Or Ernest Hemingway type even, you know?
Okay. Well, Ernest Shackleton type. Is
not Ernest one of the goes to camp.
Famous
Ernest,
explorers.
You know? Anyway,
sure.
Ernest type, not Ernest goes to camp, but like Ernest, you know, he
will move on.
I don't remember what his significance to the story was, and it may come into play in this battle with Xerneas that we haven't done, but we haven't encountered him again. I think we're off the hook on him.
He looked good though.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a little portrait of him up. He looked strong.
We've discovered a new island right off the coast of our island. Shivering snowflakes.
No one has figured it out for this whole time.
It's a million miles away. So we're going to go up there now and catch some ice Pokemon, I think. It's Josh's turn. See you in the freezing wastelands.
I would say the game starts strong.
Yes.
Gets stronger. And then gets much weaker.
Yeah, it ends with a whimper.
It ends with a pretty like lackluster like snow level.
The beginning of that snowfield I liked, which I think I said, where you start off like encounter with these like very cute ferrets scurrying around.
Lots of fresh mon and the fresh snow over at Snowfields Day. I liked the first part. The ferrets are nice. The beer tick is very scary and ugly.
Oh. And the cub juice. And you're in the forest.
Jinx,
but then
everywhere, vanillite. Like,
yeah,
just nothing good looking.
Then you go into
here,
this fucking
know?
Cavern that's just hideous.
And then it just becomes like a normal snowscape with a bunch of caves. I don't like snow levels in general. That's my bias. I'm willing to admit it. See what Professor Daddy says.
32,135.
Immediately cleared to level 2.
Pokemon Snap 2018. Let's say it was, you know what, it's fun. Just go give it a, like, whirl through. You
I
know?
Mean, that was like a hell of a, I think it was kind of a delight of a way to spend a Friday afternoon.
Get some friends together. Give it a whirl through.
Can't really imagine doing it independently. It's fun to do it where you just alternate levels with your good bud. Have some buds.
Yes, of course.
There's
multiple kinds of buds.
There's no way. There's no way that I think that would have been like a total delight in isolation.
No, yeah, I think whatever. Check it out if you're into Pokemon, I guess.
At least they give you the DLC content for free.
Did we play DLC content?
From what I understand.
Fun game, check it out. we'll be back next week. Not next week. This was the interstitial. It's coming sometime in the 3-week break between Pokemon Sword Shield.
Wait, are we doing that?
All right, so we'll see you in a week or two.
Hi, everyone. It's Tanner cutting in from the editing bay. We will be back on Tuesday, October 3rd with BPSD. See you then.
Still massaging the details on our lock run.
It's going to be something we hate, though.
And I think it's probably going to have to do with, like, we're just looking to suffer a little bit, you know?
We like to suffer. We like to suffer on the games that apparently, from what I've seen on the reviews and on formerly known as Twitter, that Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl is not that great.
No.
So let's like suffer even more.
Too, right? And I'm going to be playing the Diamond one and Josh is playing the Pearl one. Joshua, in the meantime, I have been...
Tanner...
Lava one. Who was the lava one?
Tannerona?
Tannerona, a.k.a. Tanner Green Ring, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Wishy Joshy. This has been Experience Share, the Experience Share experience. It's a little bit more laid-back, casual. We're sitting in Josh's office, challenging vaccine science, hawking sort of weight supplement pills.
We're on a lot of those right now as well.
I will see you in a week or two, Joshua. Bug catchers, I will see you in a week or two. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you know anyone who likes Pokemon, who played Pokemon Snap, either as a kid on the N64 or as an adult in 2018 or in 2017 or 2022, whenever this game came out.
Probably right up their alley.
Yeah.
Whenever they played it.
Share it with them. Good one-off.
It's approachable.
And then you, who just joined and listened to the episode, join us in a couple weeks when we play through BDSM and go look through the entire back catalog and rate and review it and give it a follow. And follow us at expsharepod on Instagram and Twitter and Threads.
And X and Post and Mastodon. Yeah, we're not on any of that. But you can also find us at the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. We can count on Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit.
For fine opinions.
There's always money in Reddit.
And you can also buy some merch and check out reviews and a bunch of other shit at expsharepod.com.
And if you go to Reddit, you can battle us because we just finished our Sword and Shield season. And maybe you be the lucky bug catcher who goes back and retroactively wins all the Trainer of the Weeks and battles us.
And we eventually...
You get to choose from like four teams.
And we eventually battle them.
Hopefully. All right, Joshua, in the meantime, goodbye. Bug catchers, goodbye. Sayonara.
We don't say chip.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
Pip, pip.
Alola.
Cheerio.
And goodbye.
Alola. And smell you later.